Well, hey there, Mama, and welcome back to the Moms Overcoming Overwhelm podcast, episode number 121. I'm Emily McDermott, and I'm here beside you on this journey as we work together to declutter your home, head, and heart. Well, Mother's Day is right around the corner, as I'm sure you are aware, and today I'm very excited to share my top 10 unique clutter-free Mother's Day gifts, whether it be for you, if you have inquiring minds that want to know what you would like, or perhaps you're looking for something unique for your own mom or another mom in your life. So make sure you check out the show notes for today because it's going to have a lot of links. There's lots of sales going on, and I really hope that this is an inspiring episode and perhaps can help you with your own Mother's Day wish list. So what do you say? Grab the notebook and pen, and let's dive into today's episode. Hey there, Mama. Are you tired of all the stuff crowding your home, calendar, and mind? Do you wish you could say goodbye to the endless to-do list running around in your head? Want to declutter but don't know where to start? You're in the right place. Welcome to Moms Overcoming Overwhelm, where you will find proven and practical solutions to declutter your home, head, and heart. Hi, I'm Emily, a wife, boy mom, and simplicity seeker. I struggled to get pregnant and felt overwhelmed until I discovered decluttering could create the physical and emotional space I needed to become a mom. Now, 2 kids later, I've transformed my life and motherhood by developing simple systems around decluttering, capsule wardrobes, kid stuff, cleaning and tidying, meal planning, time management, and more, and I can't wait to share them with you. If you're ready to reclaim the time and energy you crave, be present with your kids, and finally enjoy the life and motherhood you so deserve, let's kick overwhelm to the curb, shall we? Grab your lukewarm coffee, your notebook and pen, and clear off some counter space. Let's do this. Today's featured review comes from my friend Beth in Cape Town, South Africa, and she writes, I love the Moms Overcoming Overwhelm podcast. I'm finding it life-saving in terms of tackling issues I'm battling with in decluttering that I never thought I would have to face in life. Thank you, Emily. And I really appreciate you, Beth, taking a couple seconds to leave a review. And if you have not left a review for the show yet, that would be the one Mother's Day present that I would love. So if you have Apple products, either an iPad or iPhone, and can go to Apple Podcasts and scroll down in my show to where it says write a review, it would mean the world to me. And if you're a Spotify user, I know there is the ability to leave a rating there as well. So thank you so much for doing that. And let's dive into these 10 unique gifts. Like I said, make sure you check out the show notes for all of the important information. Number one is Color Guru. And I just had Jeannie Stith on the show, and she is the founder and CEO of Color Guru. I've also talked about how Color Guru has been so helpful for me in getting dressed in the morning and figuring out what to declutter. And there is a special sale. This is the best sale, I think, of the year, where you can get 20% off using the code MOTHER. And my link is in the show notes today. So if you want to get your color analysis done, or maybe get that for a mom in your life, I would highly recommend it. And number two is kind of related. In episode 33, we had Jennifer Mackie Mary from Everyday Style. And Jennifer and her company, they have capsule wardrobe guides. So you could perhaps get one for spring, or maybe wait and get one for the summer. But regardless, this is a great way to reduce decision fatigue when it comes to getting dressed in the morning. I've used her capsule guides before and they're great. So if you want to be able to maybe do both of those things, you would know what colors to wear and also know what your wardrobe is going to look like for the entire season. Win-win. Number three is something that I have done for both of my parents called Storyworth. And what it is that you are given question prompts, or you can make up your own questions and find out more about their lives, the questions that we never really think to ask. And then you can create a book and have that kind of as this legacy item that you can have to read with them, to read to your kids and so forth. And they're having a sale now, $10 off until May 12th in celebration of Mother's Day. So definitely check that out. It's something that I've really enjoyed finding out more about my parents. Number four is a legacy box, which is where you can take old photos or VHS tapes or Super 8 film, which my parents have some of that, and I'm going to use this service, and they actually will scan everything and convert everything for you so that you have it digitally. Again, if you have parents that have a ton of photos and VHS tapes and you know that eventually it's probably going to end up on your lap, this would be a great way to kind of help them with that process. So check out the show notes for that. Number five is a membership. Now, memberships can look like a lot of different things. One of the recommendations a friend gave me was a Thrive Market membership. So you can get some more natural products, whether that be food or personal care or cleaning products. So it's a $50 annual membership fee, and then you can get all of those products for a good price. Also, I'm part of the Soaring Mother Society through Thriving in Motherhood, where we meet once a month, and it's a coaching program. And also, I've heard that Audible memberships are great if you want to listen to audiobooks. And you're already listening to a podcast, so chances are you've listened to some audiobooks as well. So a membership is a great way for you to have maybe that monthly support for something that you wouldn't normally buy for yourself. And I know that the Soaring Mother Society has been super helpful for me as far as keeping on track with my goals and then looking to see what I've actually done for the previous month. Number six is a consumable subscription box. Now, this can also look like a ton of different things. I've included an article on the show notes that might give you some ideas, but that might be meal kits, or perhaps for a particular type of food like chocolate, coffee, teas, wine, personal care products. And those are just fun because you get a different thing every month that you get to try out. Also, there are community supported agriculture or CSA box subscriptions. So if you want to start eating more local fresh food, that would be something to consider as well. Number seven is a family command center board. So if you would want to have that in maybe your kitchen, where you would have the calendar, any reminders, your meal plan, that kind of thing. And one that I found online that was recommended because it's modular and you can kind of move things around is one from Pottery Barn called their Daily Organization System. So you can take a look at that and see if that would be something that would look good to you. Otherwise, I know Etsy, you can actually customize them, but it would be a great way to get things on track for your family if you would like things to be more visual. Number eight would be an online course and something that might support you in your everyday mom life. So perhaps a meal planning course, or I always recommend Systemize Your Life from Chelsea Jo Moore, and she has her podcast by the same name. Just being able to take a course to support you in your home management, your home organization, which helps things go a lot smoother. And I will have links also in the show notes for Lauren White, who has been on the show recently. She has some meal planning courses as well. Number nine is a house cleaning service, or perhaps a cleaning tote with natural cleansers. That might be something. I really can't stand having to clean my house, as most of you know by now. So to be able to make it fun if you are going to do it, or to relieve the burden a little bit by getting a house cleaning service, would be a wonderful gift. And number 10, this should probably come as no surprise, but decluttering coaching, of course. So if you have been listening to the podcast, maybe you've been binging the podcast, maybe you've been listening to a couple here and there, but that you really feel like some one-on-one support, having a customized plan would help you with your decluttering goals. I have a very special offer for first-time clients, which is 20% off either my virtual or in-person service if you are in the greater Washington, D.C. area. For any of the initial calls that are booked between now and May 12th. So when it comes to the in-person, I actually do like an intake call. And then for the virtual, then this will be for any calls that are booked between now and May 12th. I just would love to support you any way that I can with your decluttering goals and to overcome that overwhelm that I know that you're dealing with. So I really hope that you will take advantage of that sale. And so just to review our 10 unique clutter-free Mother's Day gifts, we had Color Guru, Spring Capsule Guide, Storyworth, Legacy Box, a membership, a consumable subscription box, Family Command Center Board, an online course, house cleaning service, and decluttering coaching. On Thursday, we'll be talking to Diane DeJesus from the Mindfulness for PMDD with Diane podcast. So we're going to be talking about her experience with PMDD and how decluttering, simplifying, and minimalism has allowed her to proactively work on the things that trigger her in her environment. It's a really fascinating conversation. I can't wait to see you there. So I'll see you on Thursday. Bye for now.
If you like today's podcast, here's what you can do. Just take 30 seconds to leave me a review. I know you're a busy mama. You're overwhelmed, in fact. But 30 seconds of your day make such an impact. I'll be blessed by your words. They'll definitely make my day. And who knows, you might be entered for this month's giveaway. An Apple Podcast, scroll down to write a review. Thanks so much for your time. I'm so grateful for you.